感谢主，我们一年一次的夏令会。
Praise the Lord, we have come to our annual conference again.
我们开始都讲的差不多的话。
And we always start our conference saying about the same thing every year.
每次都讲，那就是很重要的话。
Then if we say something every year, which means it's very important.
我们在聚会的里面。
In the meetings,
最重要的是
the most important thing,
还不是要听懂的信息
is not just to understand the message,
要遇见主
but meet with the Lord,
好不好
Are you ready?
就是每一个人的祷告
That should be the prayer of everyone.
这也是我们整个聚会的祷告
And that should be the prayer of the conference.
每一位弟兄姊妹 第一为了自己祷告
So first of all, pray for yourself.
要不要遇见主
Do you want to meet with the Lord?
不遇见主你白来了
If you do not meet with the Lord, then you have come in vain.
今年的题目拿撒勒人耶稣
The theme of this conference is Jesus the Nazarene.
这个题目我自己很受感动
And I'm greatly moved by this subject.
但愿拿撒勒人耶稣向我们每一个人显现
And I pray that Jesus of Nazareth will appear to everyone here.
我们弟兄姊妹没有一个漏掉的，好不好
So no one missed out on this appearing of him.
都要遇见主。
Everyone will meet with the Lord.
这是最大的一件事。
And this is the greatest matter.
若是我们遇见主
If we meet with the Lord,
我们聚会成功了。
Then we have a successful conference.
没有遇见主
If we do not meet with the Lord,
其他方面再好也失败了。
Even all the other aspects are successful,We still fail.
所以我们大家集中有焦点来祷告。
So why don't we focus our prayer?
每一个弟兄姊妹都要遇见主。
On the fact that everyone shall meet with the Lord.
我们也被主得着了。
Then also let the Lord obtain us.
这是我们聚会最大的目的。
That is the greatest purpose of our gathering.
信息很浅，不难懂。
My messages are going to be very simple, very shallow.
每一个人都容易懂的。
It's easy to understand.
但是要得到信息。
But in order to gain the substance of the message,
那是另外一件事了。
That's another matter.
但是信息也给我们生命。
And the message should bring life to us.
让我们活在主面前。
So that we can live in His presence.
不仅在 camp 里面。
Not only during the conference.
把我们得到的生命复兴带到教会里面。
But bring the revived life receiving the conference to our church.
盼望今年我们不是说的是聚会好。
Hopefully we don't just say, oh, we had a great conference.
而我们聚会要带回去的祝福好。
But we should say the blessings we receive to bring back our home church is great.
教会大梦祝福。
So that our churches are greatly blessed.
好不好？
Is that great?
大家也都为教会祷告。
So pray for the church.
主来快了。
Because the Lord's coming is soon.
我们不要再这么不冷不热的光景了。
So let us stay out of the condition of being lukewarm.
大家都要起来预备迎接主。
But we shall rise up and be ready to receive His coming.
下面圣中弟兄为我们读圣经。
Now we'd like to brother, sit down, brother. Brother Stephen will read the Bible verses for us. Let's read the Word of God together. The first passage we'll read is in Matthew chapter 2, verses 4 to 6. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to Matthew chapter 2, verses 4 to 6.
他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。”
Let's read in English.When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
第二处经文在马太福音第二章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 2, verse 23.
到了一座城名叫拿撒勒，就住在那儿。这是像预言先知所说，他将称为拿撒勒人的话。
And he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene.
约翰福音十八章第一节到第九节。
John chapter 18:1-9.
耶稣说了这话，就从门徒出去。过了几个期，在那里有一个园子，他和门徒进去了。卖衣服的犹大也知道那地方。因为耶稣和门徒于是上那里去聚集，犹大买了贵币和祭司长并法利赛人的差役，拿着各种火把、兵器，就来到园里。耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事，就出来对他们说：“你们找谁？”他们回答说：“找拿撒勒人耶稣。”耶稣说：“我就是。”卖他的犹大也同他们站在那儿。耶稣说：“我就是。”他们就退后在地上。他又问他们说：“你们找谁？”他们说：“找拿撒勒人耶稣。”耶稣说：“我已经告诉你们，我就是。你们若找我，就让这些人去吧。”这要应验耶稣从前的话说：“你所赐给我的人，我没有失落一个。”
John chapter 18 verse 1 to 9. When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side there was an olive grove, and he and his disciples went into it. When Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the grove, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is that you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again, he asked them, "Who is it you want?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." "I told you that I am he," Jesus answered. "If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he has spoken will be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me."
使徒行传第二章二十二节到二十八节。
Acts chapter 2 verses 22 to 28。
以色列人啊，请听我的话，神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能，奇事神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。他既按着神的命令先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他还不能被血洗净。大卫回答他说：“我看见主常在我面前，他在我右边，叫我不至摇动，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安然在死亡中。因你必不将我的灵魂留在人间，也不叫你的圣子借此坏坏。你已将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因一切人的面得到满足的快乐。”
Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, "I saw the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope. because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Acts chapter 3, verses 3 to 10.
就让他站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳台站着就受受的从他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿走着跳跳站着就受受的同他们进了殿
straight at him and did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
神他们的和能和赦罪。彼得还说话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。How
God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message.
最后一处经文在《使徒行传》22章第4节到15节。
The last passage, Acts chapter 22, verses 4 to 14.
我也曾离过共正道的人，直到此地，无论男女都所拿下监，这是大祭司和众长老都可。
领我做见证的。我又领着他们安排弟兄的书信往大马色去，要到在那里奉这道的人所拿，带到耶路撒冷受刑。我将要大马色正走的时候，便在忽然从天上发大光，四面跳走。我就又倒在那里，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”我回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见了大光，却没有听那位对我说话的声音。我说：主啊，我当做什么？”主说：“起来，进大马色去，在那里将要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。我因那高的荣耀要看见，同行的人就拉着我的手进了大马色。那里有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，按着律法是虔诚人，为一切住在那里的犹太人所称赞。他来见我，站在旁边对我说：兄弟扫罗，你可以看见。我当时往上一看，就看见他。他又说：我们祖宗曾先学的人，叫人明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音。因为你要将所看见、所听见的，对着万人为他做见证。
I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison. As also the high priest and all the council can testify, I even obtained letters from them to their brothers in Damascus and went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I asked. I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting, he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. What should I do, Lord? I asked. Get up, the Lord said, and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do. My companions led me by the hand into Damascus, because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the Lord and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, The God of our fathers have chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard.
主耶稣的一生和三个地方发生重要的关系。
All the life of Jesus Christ has a lot to do with three places.
第一个地方是伯利恒。
The first place is Bethlehem.
第二个地方是加利利。
And the second place is Galilee.
第三个地方是拿撒勒。
The third place is Nazareth.
他生在伯利恒。
He was born in Bethlehem.
行走在加利利。
And he walked by the Sea of Galilee.
却称为拿撒勒人。
But he regarded himself as Nazarene.
生在伯利恒。
He was born in the city of Bethlehem.
因为主是君王。
Because he was a king.
他必须要生在伯利恒。
Therefore, he was born in Bethlehem.
伯利恒是大卫的家乡。
That is the hometown of King David.
大卫是以色列最有名的君王。
David is the most famous king of Israel.
所以主耶稣是大卫的子孙。
Therefore, Jesus is the son of David.
他必须要生在伯利恒。
He has been born in the city of David.
大卫怎么能和主比？
And how can David even compare with the Lord?
大卫是了不起君王。
David indeed was a great king.
拿他做耶稣基督这个效应。
He was just a type of what a great king Jesus is.
主耶稣来了。
When Jesus came.
地上没有一个君王能和主比。
There's no single king on earth can compare with Jesus.
地上的君王都是一个国度的君王。
All the rulers of this earth are a ruler of a particular nation.
一个民族的君王。
And a democratic kingdom.
主耶稣是万国的君王。
He would, any king would be king of a race, but Jesus is the king of nations.
万民的君王。
The king of all peoples.
全地的君王。
The king of the entire earth.
人做君王只有一个时间。
A human king can only live for a period of time.
最长的有几十年了。
Maybe the most few decades.
现在英国女皇就做了几十年了。
And、even the Queen of East, Queen Elizabeth has lived for a long time.
她比我大一岁，93岁了。
She's 1 year older than I am. She is 93 years old.
应该她做厌了，我想她做不厌了。
I just thought she might have enough.
主耶稣做君王。
But when Jesus is the king,
万世的君王。
He's the king of all generations.
永远的君王。
He's the everlasting king.
只要有时间，他就是君王。
As long as there's time, he is the king.
他是万国的君王。
He's the king of all nations.
他是永远的君王。
He's the everlasting king.
人做君王
，For a human being to be a king，
只能管理外面的事。
A king can only manage things that's outward。
只能在外面做君王。
You can only be a king ruling outwardly。
只有主不同。
But the Lord is different。
主是里面的君王。
Because he's the king within。
生命的君王。
He's the king of life。
地上君王叫人怕。
And the king on this earth made people tremble。
没有人不怕君王的。
Everybody is afraid of their ruler。
我再讨厌这个君王。
Even though we may not like the ruler。
到君王面前人就要说好话了。
But when we stay in their presence, we have to flatter them。
耶稣基督这位君王。
The Lord Jesus Christ, as
the king。所有的子民都爱他。
He is well loved by all his people.
这太不同的君王了。
He's such a different kind of king.
所有的子民。
All his people.
在时间的里面2000年之久。
For the past 2000 years.
在整个地面之广。
And on earth, every face.
数不过来主的子民。
There are countless people of God.
每一个人从心里爱他的君王。
And everyone will love their king from the bottom of their heart.
主的君王真是不同。
Therefore, Jesus is surely a different king than others.
主是君王。
He is the king.
主是荣耀的君王。
And he's a glorious king.
主行走在加利利。
And the Lord Jesus walked in Galilee.
主一生他的神迹奇事。
Where he performed all the miracles and wonders.
都在加利利做的。
At that very place.
坐沿着加利利海行神迹。
He walked along the side seashore of Galilee. He performed miracles and wonders.
所以有我们称他为加利利人。
That's why some people also call him the Galilean.
他是尊贵的伯利恒人。
And he's the honorable man of Bethlehem.
他是奇妙的加利利人。
And he's also the wonderful Galilean.
加利利就是最大的救主。
In Galilee, he was the greatest savior. He opened people's eyes.
开聋子的耳。
He opened people's ears.
叫死人起来。
He raised people from the dead.
医治所有的病人。
Healed all patients.
叫软弱的得力量。
And strengthened the weak.
叫伤痛的得安慰。
And comforted the sorrowful.
叫孤单的人得到同伴。
And brought companionship to the lonely ones.
主耶稣这个君王太好了。
This is such a wonderful king, Jesus.
我们称那位奇妙的加利利人。
And we call him the wonderful Galilean.
他称为最软弱人的朋友。
He is the friend of the most vulnerable person.
以色列人中间最不好的人，男的是税吏，女的是妓女。
You know the worst kind of people in Israelite at that time was tax collector and prostitutes.
以色列人没有人喜欢看见那个税吏妓女的。
And most Israelites looked down on those people.
只有主耶稣。
But only Jesus.
成为税吏妓女之友。
He's called the friend of tax collectors and
prostitutes. 主做最大罪人的朋友。
He is the friend of the worst sinners.
主这位救主太好了。
He is a wonderful savior.
他是我们最好的朋友。
He is our best friend.
我们称他为奇妙的加利利人。
So we say Jesus is a wonderful Galilean.
但是当主死而复活之后。
But after Jesus was risen from the dead.
教会时代开始了。
The era of church began.
圣灵的时代开始了。
The era of the Holy Spirit began.
教会奉主名的时代开始了。
It's the time that church performed things in the name of the Lord.
教会奉什么名？
And in what name did they perform?
我们不是奉伯利恒人的名。
Not the men of Bethlehem.
我们也不是奉加利人的名。
Neither Galilean.
我们奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
But in the name of Jesus the Nazarene.
所以我们称为全能的拿撒勒人。
Therefore, we describe him as the Almighty Nazarene.
一提到拿撒勒人。
And when you hear about this name,
想到主的完全能力。
And you thought about the perfect power he has.
他是救主。
He is the Savior.
他是君王。
He is the King.
他是拿撒勒人。
He is the Nazarene.
拿撒勒人太奇妙了。
So wonderful.
所以主耶稣活在地上的时候啊。
So when Jesus was on earth,
最喜欢称自己
He loved to regard himself as the Nazarene.
为什么主喜欢称自己做拿撒勒人呢？
Why was that the case?
拿撒勒人。
Because Nazarene.
说到主最奇妙一点。
Speaks of a most marvelous point of.
他的贫穷中彰显丰富。
How he can manifest abundance in poverty.
在人的软弱中彰显能力。
Can manifest power in the weakness of man.
在人的污秽中间
and when you live among sinners, filthy sinners,
彰显荣耀
he manifests glory,
在人的日常的生活里面
in the daily walk of life,
彰显神的最美丽生命
he manifests the beautiful life of
God, 拿撒勒人耶稣的意义
oh, that's the meaning of Jesus the Nazarene,
拿撒勒人耶稣
and Jesus the Nazarene,
成为全能的拿撒勒人
Mighty Nazarene.
我们记得了这三个地方吗
So now we all remember these three places.
记得拿撒勒人的基本意义了吧
Understand the meaning of Nazarene.
全能的拿撒勒人
The Almighty Nazarene.
我们教会奉什么名
So in what name does the church act?
奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名
It's in the name of Jesus the Nazarene.
这是全能的名
That is an Almighty name.
最有权柄的名
The name with the most authority.
所以这次我们讲拿撒勒人耶稣。
Therefore, the theme of the conference is Jesus the Nazarene.
我每次想到这个题目，我心里受感动。
Every time I thought about this theme, I am greatly moved.
我懂得拿撒勒人耶稣。
I understand that meaning.
拿撒勒耶稣在每一个点上都感动我。
And every point that he carries moved me.
好，我们讲到主耶稣。
So, we'll talk about Jesus.
主耶稣他的得胜。
The victory of the Lord Jesus.
神的儿女一提到主的胜，就提到十字架。
And whenever we mention his victory, we think about the cross.
主的得胜不从十字架开始的。
But you know his victory did not start from the cross.
主的得胜克西马尼开始的。
But started in the Garden of Gethsemane.
若没有克西马尼的得胜
，without Gethsemane，
就没有十字架的得胜。
There's no victory on the cross.
十字架得胜。
The victory of his cross.
决定在。克西马尼的得胜
was determined by the victory in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣最后到克西马尼祷告
because that's where he prayed at last.
克西马尼这个地方
that is a garden.
他是在橄榄山的下面的一个荒凉的院子
and it's at the foothill of Olive Mountain Olive.
他们把橄榄山的上面的橄榄
and they would gather all the olives.
都运到克西马尼
and they were carried all the way down to the garden.
榨成橄榄油
and where olives were pressed to become olive oil.
所以克西马尼这个名字
therefore the garden Gethsemane.
原文的意思有榨出油来
it means the oil that's pressed out.
主耶稣那里受最大的压力
and that's where Jesus sustained the greatest pressure.
十架的阴影遮盖他整个的魂了
the shadow of the cross.Covered his entire soul.
神要把全人类的罪要放在他身上了。
Because God was about to pour the sin of the whole world on him.
对神的儿子来说，太苦的苦悲了。
And that's such a bitter cup for the Son of God.
苦悲还不在于痛苦。
And the cup of bitterness was not just painful.
苦悲在神的儿子里会太清洁了。
But because the Son of God is so holy.
他从来不知道罪。
He does not know what sin is.
现在他来背全世人类的罪。
But now he was about to carry the sin of the entire human race.
最大的痛苦。
That was the greatest suffering for him.
罪的阴影也遮盖了整个的魂。
And the shadow of sin foreshone on his soul life.
主耶稣祷告的汗如血滴滴在地上。
Therefore he prayed to the point he sweat like blood drops.
他祷告得胜了。
And in his prayer he overcame.
主耶稣完全站在那个人的地位上。
He prayed in the position as a man.
这是我回过头来讲几句，主耶稣的征战一个大的原则。
And you gotta know one important principle about his struggle or his warfare.
他生在两个部分。
There are two parts.
他是真神。
On one hand, he's the true God.
他也是真人。
On the other hand, he was the true man.
在属灵的征战里面。
And when it comes to spiritual battles,
他从来不动用神的力量。
He never used the power of God.
若是他动用一点神的力量。
And if he tried to use the power of God,
这个仇敌撒旦有的话好讲了要。
And Satan can accuse him.
所以神也定规主耶稣一个软弱忍性胜过最大的仇敌。
So God was determined that he would use very human nature to overcome the enemies.
这是征战的原则。
That was the principle of spiritual warfare.
这也是征战不容易的地方。
And that's the challenge of the warfare.
这也是征战最伟大的地方。
That's also the greatness of the
spiritual warfare. 主耶稣有软弱忍性。
Because Jesus was standing in the weak,
来抵挡仇敌的一切力量。
Vulnerable human nature to face all the power from the evil.
到最后用软弱忍性胜过了仇敌。
And at the end, with his weak human nature, he overcame.
主的得胜何等完全。
Oh, what a complete victory that is.
叫仇敌输得没有话可说。
Therefore, enemy had no fault to fight.
是大卫写诗篇第八篇的。
In Psalm chapter 8, written by King David.
说到这件事。
We talk about this too.
你为着仇敌的缘故。
And you silence.
在婴孩吃奶的口中。建立了能力
and for the sake of your enemy, you establish power in the mouth of the infants.
叫报仇的闭口无言
So you silence the mouth of the wicked people.
人中间婴孩吃奶的最没有力量了
Babies have no ability.
婴孩吃奶不会增长的
The baby cannot fight.
他不会保护自己的
Baby can't even protect him or herself.
说到主耶稣的特性
But that is the characteristic of Jesus.
主在地上从来不攻击仇敌
Jesus never attacked enemies.
从来不保护自己
He never protected himself.
他忍受一切攻击
He will endure all the attack from the devil.
用他伟大的神人美丽生命
with his beautiful supreme life as a man
胜过仇敌一切攻击
he overcame all the attacks from the evil one
这是主的得胜
that is the kind of victory Jesus
主也为教会的得胜留下榜样
and that is the footsteps an example he left for us
两千年教会就是用软弱忍性胜过仇敌
in the past over 2000 years that's how church overcame through vulnerable human nature
那是基督得胜的延续
and that is the continuation of the victory of Jesus.
我们主耶稣在克西马尼
and when Jesus was in Garden Gethsemane,
他站在一个人的地位祷告
he stood in the position of a man and prayed.
祷告的汗如血滴滴在地上
and he prayed so hard his sweat was like big blood.
祷告冲过去了
through prayer he overcame.
他有了把握上十字架的
and then he gained assurance of crucifixion.
先是祷告得胜了
so he prayed and succeeded.
然后才是十字架得胜
he must succeed first through his prayer, then he can have victory on the cross.
他祷告完了
after he finished prayer,
他祷告那个地方犹大也知道
and that's the place Judah knew too.
那正是犹大要卖主的时候
and he was about to betray Jesus.
他带着祭司长文士给兵丁
so Jesus, Judas came with scribes, priests and soldiers.
带着灯笼刀棒火把
with lanterns, torches and weapons.
来捉拿主耶稣
they came to arrest Jesus.
主耶稣只问一句话
and all Jesus said was this question.
你们找谁
Who are you looking for?
他们说我们找哪撒勒人耶稣
They say Jesus the Nazarene.
主说我就是
He said I am
He 一说我就是
When he said that
犹大也好兵丁也好这么多人通通退后倒在地上
Judah soldiers everybody drew back and fell to the ground
为什么会这样
Why was that?
因为我就是神的大名啊
Because I am is the name of God.
当神命令摩西要起来担负这个大的责任的时候
，When God commanded Moses to take the Israelites out,
神问摩神，摩西问神的名字叫什么
？Moses asked God, "What is your name?"
是把他的名字告诉摩西。
So God told Moses his name.
我的名字我就是。
God said, "I am that I am."
两次，你这句话是第二次。第二次主耶稣我是那我就是的。
God said, "My name is I am."
I am 在前面 ，I am said, I am 在后面。
对 ，Okay. The first time God said, "My name I am." Second time He said, "I am that I am."
好，两次说我就是。
So twice He said, "I am."
摩西用这个大名
，and with that name，
带领几百万以色列人。
Moses was able to lead millions of Israelites in over 40 years.
经过42站的经历
and with 42 stops in the wilderness.
走过大而可怕的旷野
he passed through the dreadful and wild.
一直走到迦南美地牛奶与蜜之地
and they entered into the land of Canaan full of honey and milk.
这是迦南美地做产业
and received the land of Canaan as their inheritance.
迦南美地是预表千年过渡了
and the land of Canaan represents the kingdom of Jubilee.
这是经过渡的道路啊
and that is the way into the kingdom.
犹太人都知道这个名字摩西的都说这个名字
all the Jews knew about the name of God given to Moses.
主耶稣那天说我就是
So when Jesus said that day, I am he.
这位我就是的神在身上彰显了
This God of I am manifested on Jesus.
没有人能够站立得住
Therefore, nobody could stand in his presence.
他们通通最后倒在地上
They all drew back and fell.
我不晓得他们怎么爬起来的
I wonder how they got up.
这些人呢，胆子够大的
They were really brave.
他们想想我们这么多人怎么一下都倒在地上呢
I wonder they never thought of how did we all fall.
圣经没记他们怎么爬起来的
Bible didn't bother to describe how they get up.
人就往前来捉拿耶稣啊
But they still got up and proceeded with the rest.
胆子够大的
They were really brave.
也够笨的
And also quite stupid.
那我们为什么会倒在地上呢
They never bothered to think why did we all fall.
不也就这个问题起来人就捉拿耶稣
They didn't try to find out why they still get up and try to arrest
Jesus. 你们找谁
So Jesus asked again, "Who are you looking for?"
我们找哪三人耶稣
Jesus of Nazareth.
主宗我就是
And Jesus says, "I am He."
把所有荣耀都收敛了
But this time he put away all his glory and power.
把所有能力都隐藏了
He hid all his power.
他们就上去捉拿了耶稣
Therefore, they were able to arrest Jesus.
好，那里出了我们亲爱的弟兄彼得
And now, our dear brother Peter.
十二个门徒就是彼得赶出这耶稣。
Among all 12 disciples, Peter was the bravest.
这是个渔夫啊。
He was just a fisherman.
从来不用过刀啊。
He was not good at using knife.
那天他竟然敢动刀啊。
But that day he took out his knife.
他要用他的血肉膀臂来保护主了。
And through his flesh, he tried to protect Jesus.
他就砍一刀啊。
So he raised up his knife and cut it down.
马勒古的耳朵砍掉了。
And he chopped off the ear of one of the soldiers, the servants.
他做的是有什么好处呢
？So you know what good does that do?
给主人最紧张的时候添忙添事。
Actually, in this very critical hour, he caused more problems for the Lord.
在这么个紧张的时候，主第一件事。教训彼得。
So even Jesus was quite busy, but he still took the time.
受道路敲吧。
Put away your knife.
我父说给我那杯我岂可不喝呢
？How can I refrain from drinking the cup from my father?
受道路敲吧。
Put your knife.
动刀的人一定死在刀下。
Those who use the knife will be killed by knife.
你要懂血肉膀臂，血肉膀臂你失败的原因啊。
If you try to use flesh, you will fall because of that.
主教训彼得。
After
第二件事主要赶紧要做的是医治马勒古的耳朵。
The next thing you need to do is to heal that poor servant.
所以这些人呢够大胆的。
I have to say these people are really bold.
看主当时行那个神迹，把马勒古的耳朵医好了。
They all witnessed the miracle that Jesus performed by healing the ear.
他们人就捉拿耶稣啊。
But they still continue with the rest.
把主捉拿了。
So they took Jesus.
一场一场的审判
开始了。And they judged him one after the other.
我们不讲这段审判的故事了。
And tonight we will not be talking about those.
主耶稣是君王。
But Jesus is the king.
审判的焦点集中在这件事。
And the judgment focuses on this very.
罗马帝国的版图太大了。
Roman Empire had this huge territory.
只能有一个君王。
And there's only one king.
那就是罗马的盖撒。
And it has to be Caesar.
不能有第二个的君王。
We cannot have another ruler on this land.
有第二个成为君王，那一定死。
And so if you call yourself the king, you have to die.
主耶稣一直称他自己为君王。
And Jesus regarded himself as the king.
这是他们定主的最大的一个罪，知道吧？
And that was the greatest sin he had.
比拉多审判主耶稣。
So Pilate judged Jesus.
你是王吗？
Are you a king?
主耶稣看看主耶稣不像是革命造反的人。
You look at Jesus, he surely doesn't look like somebody that is rebellious.
也不像地上的君王。
Neither did he look like an earthly king.
你是王吗？
Are you the king?
主说你这个话是你自己说的还是听人说的？
Jesus asked him, did you say this yourself or you heard from somebody else?
我岂是犹太人呢？
And Pilate says, I'm not a Jew.
主说你说的是
Jesus replies, you
我是君王
I am the king.
我为此而生
For this very purpose,
为此来到世间
came into this world.
我是
I am.
但是我的国不属世界
But my kingdom is not here.
我这是属灵的国度
My kingdom is a spiritual kingdom.
我的君王的地位是属灵的
I am a spiritual king.
比拉多一个字也听不懂
Pilate did not understand a thing he was talking about.
我的国入属这世界。
And if my kingdom belongs to this world,
我的臣仆必定要征战。
Then my people will fight for me.
叫我不落在犹太人手里。
So that I will not be falling into your hands.
但是我的国不属这世界。
But my kingdom does not belong to this world.
比拉多做梦也想不到这个征战到有一天会这么个大呀。
And Pilate had no idea about upcoming warfare.
今年经过2000年，这个正在笼罩全世界了。
And even till this day, the spiritual warfare still hover over this world.
我们都在这个征战里生的。
And we were born in this warfare.
我们也继续这个征战。
And we continue in this warfare.
这是属灵的征战。
This is the spiritual warfare.
我们的国不属这世界。
And our nation does not belong to this world.
我们的君王也不属这世界。
And neither is our king.
我们这最后这大征战。
And we have this great battle.
把全世界的人都卷在里面了。
And that involved an entire world.
主耶稣今天是最大的君王了。
And Jesus is the greatest king.
比他都不懂。
Pilate did not understand that.
他要把主处死了。
He tried to kill Jesus.
他若不把主处死，犹太人也过不去了。
Even though he decided not to put him to death, Israelites will not let go.
你若不处死他。
They told him that if you don't put him to death,
你就不是该杀的忠臣。
Then you are not the faithful follower of
the king. 有一人自称为君王，你不处死他。
Because someone here is calling himself the king.
这是主唯一的死罪啊。
And that was the only reason he was put to death.
弟兄姊妹们，主死里复活了。
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus was risen from the dead.
他是真君王。
He is the true king.
他是属天的君王。
He is the heavenly king.
创造万有的神。
He is the God that created all things.
降卑到地上来。
And he humbled himself and came
to the world. 做全能力的君王。
So that he can be the king of all.
事实他是全教会的君王。
He is the king of the church.
主是不是我们的君王？
Is Jesus the king of you?
好好的聚这次聚会啊。
Make sure you pay attention to the.
我们要把祝福带到山下去才对的。
Because we need to bring back to our church the blessings we see
here. 这是我们一定要祷告，把祝福带到教会去。
We have to pray that we not only were blessed, but we bring back blessings to our
church. 我们要走拿撒勒人耶稣的道路。
And we need to walk on the way of Jesus the Nazarene.
要活出拿撒勒人耶稣来。
And we need to live out the life of Jesus the Nazarene.
我们把拿撒勒人耶稣的祝福带到教会去。
We need to bring the blessings of Jesus to our church.
主耶稣复活了。
After Jesus was risen,
神的国兴起来了。
And the kingdom of God arrived.
彼得、约翰这帮使徒们起来了。
And apostles like Peter and John, they were raised up.
我们讲圣经的奇妙。
Bibles indeed.
彼得、约翰最大的两个使徒。
These two greatest apostles, Peter and John.
当主在地上遇见彼得、约翰的时候。
Think about it. When Jesus first encountered them, when Jesus first encountered them, the things that Jesus said to them, and what's the ministry later on? When Jesus encountered Peter, what was Peter doing? He was casting net. So he called Peter. And Peter let go of his boat,
跟随耶稣,
followed Jesus. He became the greatest apostle of all.
他正在撒网,
at that time, he was casting nets.
那一天很奇妙, 路加福音第五章, that,
and Luke 5 wrote in details of what happened.
彼得是个老渔夫,
Peter was a very experienced fisherman.
那一天一条船上, 他打了一天的鱼,
and he spent all day didn't catch
any.
He didn't catch even a single fish. That was truly a miracle. For an experienced fisherman, he didn't catch even a fish. And then Jesus went on his boat. He couldn't even catch a fish that day. Because Jesus
reigned.
So Jesus said,
说把船开到水深之处,
move the boat to the deep.
彼得说, 我们打了一天,
Peter says, you know, we labor all day.
一条鱼也没打到,
we didn't even catch a fish.
好, 他有好处, 听主的话,
but the good thing about Peter,
好,
is that he was obedient.
开到水深之处, 他就开到水深之处,
so, okay, you said move to the deep, let's go.
到水深之处, 又往下去,
and he cast his net.
这个网拉不起来了,
he couldn't even pull it up.
鱼充满了网啊,
the net was full of fish.
网都要破了,
almost broke the net.
彼得一个人没法处理那么多鱼啊,
it was just too much fish for Peter to handle.
他就招呼另外一条船,
so he called his friend from the other boat.
一网的鱼, 彼得的船都载不动了,
and you know, the fish they caught is more than
再叫一条船来,
so he had to call his companions.
一网的鱼, 两条船都载满了,
it fully loaded both boats.
两条船都要
and the two boats are about to sink.
那是大的神奇,
that was a great miracle, wasn't it? The fishermen on both boats witnessed the miracle. Everybody reacted the same.
都来敬拜主说,
they all worship Jesus and you are indeed the Son of God. What a great miracle that was.
只有彼得不同,
with the exception of Peter.
彼得来接主啊,
Peter came to the Lord.
他没有提那个神迹,
he didn't mention anything about the fish.
主啊, 离开我,
indeed, instead he said, Lord, depart from me.
我是个罪人,
for I am a sinner.
为什么这样祷告?
Why did he say that?
没有人这样祷告的,
nobody would say something like that.
我们教会弟兄姊妹有没有人这样祷告的?
Do we pray like that at church?
我们祷告都, 主, 求你与我同在, 对不对?
We say, Lord, please be with us, right?
谁说主你离开我的, 我也对这个人有问题,
do we ever pray like, Lord, please leave me alone?
彼得那天祷告出于圣灵,
but that day, his prayer was moved by the Holy Spirit.
每一个人看见神迹,
all the other people witnessed the miracle.
彼得也看见神迹,
so did Peter.
但彼得加上一件事,
but something else happened to Peter. That's something that nobody else
had.
Because he encountered the Lord who performed the miracle. He encountered the God who performed the miracle. And that revelation was hard to bear, the holiness and glory of Jesus.
离开我, 我是个罪人啊,
therefore he said, I am a sinner, please depart from me.
那天真是把船开到水,
and indeed, the boat was driven to the deep that day.
主有没有用彼得的祷告, 没有离开他了?
Did Jesus answer his prayer by leaving him?
主没有离开他?
No, the Lord did not leave him.
主讲了最好的话,
instead, Jesus said the best.
彼得,
Peter,
不要怕,
do not be afraid.
你要得人如得鱼了,
from now on, you shall be a fisher of men.
从此以后不是得鱼了,
you will no longer go fishing. fisher now.
你要得人了。
But you shall be a fisher of men.
彼得撇下那个船和他的职业了。
So immediately Peter left his profession.
他要做得人的使徒了。
And he became an apostle who will win people's souls.
彼得做使徒就是主在开头跟他讲的一句话。
And that was the ministry later on for Peter.
他正在撒网。
He was casting net at the time.
撒网就是彼得一生的工作之事。
And that became his ministry for the rest of his life.
撒网是开始的工作。
And that was just the beginning of his ministry.
彼得就做开始的工作。
And that's what he does everywhere he went afterwards.
到了五旬节那一天。
Remember, on Pentecost,
彼得是第一个起来在耶路撒冷传福音的。
Peter was the very first person who preached gospel in Jerusalem.
他用他的全能。
With power.
第一次就三千人，第二次就五千人。
He saved 3,000 for the first time, 5,000 people the second time.
不久耶路撒冷就几万人聚会了。
It didn't take long. Tens and thousands people.
他是个撒网的人。
He was a man who cast
nets. 他是第一个向犹太人传福音的。
And he preached to Jews first.
到了使徒行传第十章。
And when it comes to Acts 10.
一个外邦人的名字叫哥尼流。
And there was this Gentile whose name is Cornelius.
他是以色列人当中的百夫长。
He was the captain of Israelites.
百夫长一定是罗马人。
Oh.Yeah, he's a Roman ruler, official.
所以他是外邦人。
He was a Gentile.
天使向他显现。
The angels appeared.
他是个虔诚人。
He was a very devoted man.
你要去约法这个地方。
So the angel told him,
找一位西门彼得。
Went go to look for a man.
请他过来传福音。
And ask him, invite him to preach gospel in your house.
哥尼流很单纯。马上就执行了。
So Cornelius was very simple-hearted. He obeyed right away.
主在彼得身上做工了。
And at the same time, God worked on Peter.
这个彼得啊，比哥尼流难办多了。
Peter was a much harder case.
哥尼流很简单的。
Cornelius was very simple.
主叫他请彼得，他就请彼得了。
The Lord said, "Go invite Peter." He went. Then he just went.
彼得是一个非常守犹太传统的人。
But Peter was a very conservative Jew.
犹太人绝不和外邦人交往。
He took very seriously that we will not associate with Gentiles. We do not even eat with Gentiles.
和他拉手都不可的。
We do not even shake hands with them.
他都接触了外邦人。
If he came into contact with Gentiles,
他也变得不洁净的了。
Then he would be regarded unclean.
犹太人变得不洁净是很麻烦的一件事啊。
There's a lot to do to get clean.
所以彼得绝不和犹太人来往，和外邦人来往。
So he would not associate with Gentiles.
主对付彼得麻烦多了。
So it took God some work.
趁他肚子饿的时候。
God did his work when Peter was hungry.
肚子饿想吃饭的时候。
When he was hungry, he wanted to eat.
让他梦游向外。
And then God let him go see.
我认识好两个弟兄都有梦游向外的经历的。
And I've known Christians have visions like that.
他梦游向外了。
So a vision came to him.
看这个大布从天上垂下。
He saw this big cloth came from above.
不得了，这里面都是好可怕的东西啊。
And you saw there are all kinds of animals.
有走兽。
There are beasts.
都是不洁净的。
They are considered unclean.
像猪就是不洁净的走兽。
For example, pigs are unclean.
有昆虫。
And there are insects.
也是不洁净的。
Also unclean.
你们看这个壁虎没有？壁虎就是不洁净的。
And have you seen lizards? They are unclean.
有各种各样不洁净的东西。
There are all kinds of unclean things.
有昆虫。
There are insects.
都是不洁净的。
They are all regarded unclean by Jews.
主对彼得说：“彼得，起来，宰着吃。
”But God said to Peter, "Get up, kill them."
彼得一看吓坏了。
And Peter was really shocked.
他竟然教训神了哟。
And he was trying to argue with God.
万不可如此啊。
So no, no, this cannot be.
这些不洁净的东西我从来没入过口啊。
I never ate these unclean things.
好，这些不洁净东西啊都收回到天上去了。
So the huge cloth was lifted up back to heaven.
你说到不洁净它怎么收到天上去了呢？
And you consider unclean, but why did it go to the heaven?
第二次又来了。
Then the cloth got dropped down again.
彼得又拒绝了。
And Peter refused the one
more time. 又收回到天上去了。
And the cloth was taken up again.
第三次再来。
For the third time, the cloth came down.
彼得这个人的个性老顽固了。
Peter was quite stubborn.
任何人都要想想神的意思，神的命令起来宰了吃啊。
And you and I would think this is God's word.
第三次讲话了。
But it took three times for Peter.
他经了三次教训神呢。
And he tried to argue with God for three times.
不可如此啊。
Oh, no, no, you should not do this.
这些东西我从来没入过口啊。
I never ate unclean things like these.
看来又收到天上去了。
Again, the cloth was taken up.
你看这些不洁净，他怎么收到天上去了呢？
If these things are unclean, how come they end up in heaven?
他在思想这件事。
So he was thinking.
敲门的声音响了。
Right at that moment, somebody was knocking on the door.
哥尼流的仆人来请他了。
The servant of Cornelius was at the door.
还是主最后吩咐一句话。
So the Lord said to him,
跟他们去。
Go with them.
他们是我打发来的。
They were sent by me.
彼得才去了。
Then Peter followed.
去也是勉强去的。
Kind of reluctant.
到了哪里讲话了。
So when he went to Cornelius' house,
讲的话正难听呢。
Really, it wasn't very nice.
加上我是在听福音的人，我就很不高兴了。
If I were among them, their midst, I wouldn't be happy.
你来传福音嘛，好好讲主耶稣嘛。
If you come to share Jesus,
他先讲我们犹太人跟你们外邦人来往是不合宜的。
Well, he started by saying, you know, we usually don't associate with you Gentiles.
你是讨厌不讨厌的？
He started his message like that.
你们竟然请我来。
Since you asked me to come,
我也不推辞来了。
And I have accepted your
invitation. 请问你们这样请我，有什么要做什么呢？
May I ask why did you invite me?
神弟弟讲了三次了。
He totally disregarded the fact that God said
three
times.
你还要问哥尼流这句话？
And he said you still want to ask Cornelius.
你的真该挨打了，是不
是？ You should be spanked.
啊，那个哥尼流跟他好好的讲。
So Cornelius explained to him.
他还要讲不合适的话。
But Peter still quite insistent.
神讨厌他讲话了。
And God didn't like the fact that he
talked. 所以那一天呢，彼得根本没有讲完话。
So you know, Peter didn't even finish his message.
他正在那里讲不甜美的话。
And he, because what he said wasn't very nice.
圣灵降下来了。
While he was talking, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
圣灵降在那些人的身上了。
On those Gentiles.
彼得一看，他们竟然被圣灵充满了。
And Peter witnessed that they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满他们和我们一样。
Just like they, how they were filled.
哎，彼得老顽固啊，神要把他转回来，真是不容易了。
It took God a lot of effort to turn him around.
所以彼得最后还受保罗的影响才离开耶路撒冷。
And Peter actually later on was affected by Paul. He left Jerusalem.
对外邦人改变态度了。
And changed his attitude toward Gentiles.
但是彼得是撒网的人。
But indeed, his ministry was to cast net.
第一个向犹太人撒网。
And at first, he cast net toward Jews.
第一个向哥尼流向外邦人撒网。
And he also was the first man who cast net on Gentiles.
他的确是被主大用的人啊。
He became someone used greatly by God.
所以我们批评彼得小心一点啊。
So let's don't criticize.
彼得真是被主大用的人啊。
Because he was greatly used by God.
好讲约翰。
And how about John?
约翰在第一次中遇见他的时候。
And when Jesus first met John,
他正在补网。
He was mending his net.
网破了才要补，对不对？
He mended the net because it was broken.
破的网不补就不能打鱼了。
If you don't mend the net, you can't catch fish with a broken net.
成了约翰一生的知识。
And that became the ministry of John.
约翰十二使徒当中活得最长的一个。
John lived the longest among 12.
约翰年老的时候。
When he was old.
给的是使徒们都已经回天上了
，All the other apostles
回家了，对不对
？Home，
约翰一个人在地上
，He was alone。
教会开始衰败了
，And the church condition started to deteriorate。
许多肉体的事在教会里面
，A lot of fleshly phenomenon was happening in the
church。教会也变质了。
And the pure
教会堕落成为组织基督教了。
It became an organized Christianity.
约翰当作这么一个危险的时候。
And in time like that.
约翰做补网的工作了。
John started to mend the net.
约翰起来讲太初原有的生命之道。
He started speaking that in the beginning, the word.
把人带到生命之道这里来。
He brought people back to the way of life.
所以约翰写书信。
So in all his letters,
讲原有的生命之道。
He talked about the way of life in the beginning.
原有的生命之道。
And the way of life.
我们从前亲眼见过。
The word that we have witnessed with our own eyes.
亲手摸过。
Touch with our own hands.
现在又显现出来。
And now it's revealing to us all.
我们也看见过。
We have seen him.
约翰一书第一章第一节讲两个不同的看见。
And the first John chapter 1, chapter verse 1 talk about two different kinds of seeing.
第一种的看见只有当初使徒们看见的。
The first kind of seeing is seen by all the apostles.
主耶稣是为道成肉身而来。
That Jesus was the word that became flesh.
约翰说我们亲眼见过。
So John says,We have seen him.
亲手摸过。
We have touched him ourselves.
只有他们遇见道成肉身的耶稣基督。
Only disciples met with Jesus.
现在又显现出来。
But now the word appeared again.
那在圣灵里面显现了。
In the Holy Spirit.
完全不同的一个看见了。
That's a totally different revelation.
我们也看见过。
And we have also seen that.
约翰有两重的看见。
So there are two folds of revelation.
我们只有一重的看见。
You and I have the second one.
我们看见圣灵把主耶稣显现了。
We have received the revelation through the Holy Spirit.
所有得救的人。
All the people that are saved
都被主开过眼睛
have been, Our eyes have been opened by the Holy Spirit
不是外面的眼睛看见的
We do not see Jesus with our eyes
里面的眼睛开了
But the inner eyes、Amen.
我们看见过主了
We have seen Jesus
有一次我在一个地方啊
One time I was in this place.
我散了会了。
After a meeting,
他们几个弟兄来找我。
Several Christian men came to me.
弟兄你快来快来，这里有一个 PhD 也特别骄傲。
It's a brother, he come come come. We have this PhD gospel friend.
我们讲不过他呀。
We don't know how to argue with
him. 我也不知道这个 PhD 为什么要骄傲。
And I don't know why a PhD can be proud.
我去了他。
I went to him.
你看见我 speaker 来了，特别凶了。
And he saw, oh, now here comes the speaker. He got the word.
你讲耶稣。
He said, you talk about Jesus.
你看见过耶稣没有？
Have you ever seen Jesus?
我问的正好。
I said, good question.
我讲耶稣。
When I say Jesus.
就我看见过耶稣。
Because I have seen.
你以为活到两千年？
He said, have you lived over 2,000 years?
我没有活到两千年。
No.
但是我看见过耶稣。
But I have seen Jesus.
我就给他从这里讲开始。
So I started our sharing from that point.
开始给我争辩了。
Oh, so he argued with me.
我讲不过他。
I couldn't argue with
him. 口才也好，胆子又大，人也凶。
And he was very eloquent, and he was very also.
我自己的一个怒气在我里面升起来。
His attitude was poor, so an anger arose within me.
这个当口不能随便动怒的呀。
But this is not the time to get angry.
哎，这个不是我肉体动怒的那一天。
My flesh would be useless at that time.
正是主在那里怒了。
But the Lord was angry.
一个怒气升起来了。
And I feel the anger of the Lord rose within me.
我不讲话了。
I stopped talking.
我看着他。
I look at him.
不许再问问题。
I said, stop asking questions.
哦，他这么凶。
He said, wow.
我没碰到传道人这么凶，你不许我问问题了。
I've never seen a minister talk like this.
你知不知道？
I said, do you know?
我信耶稣。
I believe in Jesus.
我撇下一切跟随耶稣。
I gave up everything to follow him.
只有一件事。
There's only one thing.
那可能耶稣骗了我。
Either he cheated me.
耶稣说没有骗我。
If he did not cheat me.
你。要丧失今生，赔上永生。
If Jesus did not cheat me, then you will lose this life, also lose your life.
在我来说太严重了。
And to me, this is a very
我撇下一切跟随耶稣。
I have gave up everything for
我不跟你谈这些问题。
So I refuse.
我们祷告。
Why don't we just pray?
那天台弟兄姊妹们祷告。
So everybody prayed around him.
祷告完了他得救了。
After prayer, he was saved.
就开他眼睛了。
Because the Lord opened his inner eyes.
他说我从来没人听见你们被骂信耶稣的。
I never heard people believe in Jesus after he was scolded.
我今天被骂了信耶稣了。
But I believe because you scolded me.
我真的看见耶稣了。
Because I really saw Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，各种各样情形我们都能救人。
You know, in all conditions we can save people.
那天约翰。知识转变了。
And John's ministry was changed.
他的原有的生命之道。
From the way of life that was in the beginning.
彼得约翰兴起来了。
And God raised both Peter and John.
彼得一场一场做见证。
And Peter was able to testify one time after the other.
第一篇做见证。
And the first message he delivered.
以色列民呐。
He said, oh, Israelites.
因为彼得医好了一个不能医治的人。
Because he said that after he healed someone who was not curable.
那是《使徒行传》第三章。
That's what in that was in Acts 3.
第一节到第十节。
Verses 1-10.
教会第一次奉主名。
That was the very first time that church used the name of Jesus.
教会第一次执行医病的大能。
And that was the very first time the church performed healing miracle.
教会第一次实行他的指示了。
That was the very first time church act on its ministry.
彼得、约翰 要进圣殿去。
Because if Peter and John were entering into the temple at that time,
遇见一个很可怜的人。
And they met with this poor man.
生来瘸腿的。
He was born crippled.
他从来没有站起来过。
Which means he never stood up.
不要说走路了，再也没站不起来了。
Not to mention walking. He couldn't even get up.
而且他不仅这样，他很可怜的人。
He was a poor man.
他是要饭的人。
He was a beggar.
每天人把他抬来放在这里。
Every day, people would carry him to the gate.
很多人要进到圣殿去，他求周济。
And he would beg from people pass through.
很可怜的人。
He was a poor man.
彼得约翰来了。
He was miserable. And Peter and John came to the temple.
彼得约翰那时候太有名了。
Peter and John must be famous at the time.
为什么有名啊
？Why?
几万人在教会里面反物共用啊。
Because tens and thousands of Christians.Share everything they had.
这件事轰动了耶路撒冷了。
And that was a big news in Jerusalem.
今天我们200个人是反物共用，也是蛮大笔钱了。
Imagine all 200 people share everything we own.
这20,000人反物共用还得了啊
？How about 20,000 people do?
都把家产变卖成为金银。
Everybody sold their assets.
把金银都拿来放在彼得脚前。
To gold or silver and brought them to Peter.
那彼得金银多不多啊
？Don't you think Peter had a lot of gold?
他一定要用很大的库房装金银了。
You imagine the size of the vault.
这也是轰动耶路撒冷了。
And this was a great news in Jerusalem.
要饭的可能也知道了。
And I believe the beggars
看见彼得约翰来了。
He saw Peter and John.
你只要给我这么一点点，够我一辈子用了。
Just give me a small piece of gold. I can live for the rest of my life.So he was expecting to get some.
彼得约翰过去了。
So Peter and John came over.
彼得讲了一句话。
Peter said.
很特别。
Was very interesting.
看我们。
Look at us.
我讲很少传道人讲这句话，看我们。
Very few ministers would say to people, look at me.
我听见传道人们都讲看主啊，不要看我们啊。
Both people said, just look at the Lord, don't look at me.
那对不起。我们看主看不见。
And people say, "Sorry, can't see the Lord."
我们非看你不行。
I have to see you.
你若经不起人看呢，你不要站讲台。
If you cannot be seen, then forget about me.
你要站在讲台上，你一定要经得起人看才行。
You want to stand on the podium, you have to be able to bear being seen.
保罗说：“你看我们。
”So Paul said,
"Peter, Peter, 有什么好看的呀
？”Peter says, "Look at us."
彼得是渔夫。
There's nothing to look at.
整天晒太阳的脸没什么好看的。
He was a fisherman. He was in the sun all the time. There's nothing beautiful about him.
那是五旬节过了，彼得被圣灵充满了。
But that was after the Pentecost that when he was filled
by the Holy Spirit. 一个说不出来的尊贵荣耀在彼得约翰身上了。
And Peter and John, there was this unspeakable honor and glory.
主的同在是我们最大的力量了。
The presence of the Lord is our greatest strength.
你看我们。
He said, "Look at us."
这个要饭的人心里还在想经营。
And this beggar must be still thinking about so great.
有盼望了，彼得叫我看他了。
Now I have a chance. He look at them.
彼得讲的话。
And Peter said.
金银我都没有。
Silver or gold, I do not have.
我把我所有的给你。
But what I have, I give it to
you. 我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
叫你起来行走。
Walk.
彼得大有信心啊
！And Peter said that with great faith.
说完的话就把他扶起来。
After he said that, he took him by the hand.
他得了信心了。
And this poor man received faith.
他的脚和踝子骨不仅好了，健壮了。
Instantly, his feet and ankles became strong.
神经记得正好。
And Bible said so well.
先站住。
He stood up.
他一生没站住过。
You know, he never stood up before.
然后行走。
And he walked.
然后进圣殿。
And he entered into the gate.
拉着彼得约翰的手。
He held the hands of Peter and John.
走着跳着赞美神。
He walked, he leaped and praised God.
好不好
？Great.
彼得是一个大神迹了。
So Peter performed a great miracle.
下面彼得对以色列百姓传福音。
Now after that, he was able to do.
你们为什么这样看我们
？Say, fellow Israelites, why are you looking at us?
以为我们凭着自己的能力虔诚叫这个人行走
？You thought through our own reverence we caused this man to walk.
我们祖宗的神
，Oh, our God, our Father.
荣耀了他们的耶稣基督。
And has glorified our Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的名
It was in his very name.
我们信耶稣基督的名。
And those who believe in the name of the Lord Jesus.
叫这人起来行走。
Through his name, we have caused this man to walk.
这是教会第一个神迹。
That was the very first miracle of church.
教会不能没有神迹啊。
Church has to have miracles.
直到今天，教会全教会全地教会都有神迹啊。
And even till this day, miracles are occurring all the church.
我自己相信主的话。
I believe in the word of God.
圣经怎么记得我怎么经历的。
And what of the Bible says, that's my experience.
瞎子看见。
The blind can see.
聋子听见。
The deaf can hear.
瘸子行走。
The lame can walk.
瘫痪的起来。
And the paralyzed man can rise up.
通通遇见。
I have seen it all.
主的话怎么说的我们就怎么遇见。
Whatever is said in the Bible, that should be our experience.
教会不能没有神的启示啊。
Church has to have miracles and
wonders. 神的启示一定不伟大啊。
And there's nothing great about miracles.
神做的叫神迹嘛。
Because it's the act of God.
神对我们的神当然是活神。
And our God is the living God.
我们有神。
We have the living God.
主在我们中间。
And the Lord is in our midst.
当然我们需要有神迹。
Of course, the natural results have miracles.
那时候彼得是第一个神迹。
And that was the first miracle performed by Peter.
彼得起来讲话。
So he stood up after that.
耶稣基督，你们抱着不法之人，你说玩到啥了？
And he said, you put Jesus Christ to death through the hands of the wicked.
神用右手把他高举。
Yet God raised him with his right hand.
他承受圣灵无限量。
And he has received the Holy Spirit without limitation.
把你们所听见、看见的浇灌下来。
And he has poured out what you just seen and heard.
大卫之音没有升过高天。
Even David,
他大卫说主对我主说
But David said, the Lord said to my Lord,
你坐在我的右边
Sit at my right hand side,
等我是仇敌坐你的脚凳
And let the enemies be your footstool.
那彼得第一次宣告要宣告仇敌做主的脚凳。
That was the very first time Peter pronounced that devil will be the footstool of the Lord.
那今天我们看看嘛，仇敌好像还没做脚凳。
And you look around, you say, well, that doesn't seem to be the case today.
仇敌地上世界到处猖狂得很。
Because the enemies are very busy and they're everywhere.
因为圣经的话有个等字。
And because the Bible says, wait.
等。
Wait.
我是仇敌做你的脚凳。
Wait until I let.Enemies be your footstool.
这个等什么意思呢
？What does it mean by wait?
等就是等。
Wait means wait.
等什么
？Wait for what?
等教会。
Wait for the church.
等两千年的教会。
Wait for over 2,000 years.
我们都要执行彼得所做的事。
Because we all need to perform what Peter did.
我们都奉主的命。
That is to through the name of Jesus.
我们都让主的能力荣耀从我们彰显。
We manifest the glory and the power of the Lord.
到教会完全了。
When church matures.
到教会得胜了。
When church overcomes.
最后仇敌在做脚凳了。
Then that is the time the enemy will be the footstool of the Lord.
仇敌真是被摔到火湖里去了。
Indeed, God threw him into the fiery lake.
今天是我们。掌权的时候
And now it's the time church reigns.
我们奉主名
Through the name of the Lord.
主的名伟大吧
Isn't the Lord's name great?
对主的名有没有信心
Do you have faith in the name of the Lord?
我不行
I am weak.
主的名行啊
But the Lord can.
保罗说你们不是传自己啊
Paul says we're not preaching about ourselves.
你们是传耶稣基督是主啊
But we're preaching that Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹大胆出去行神迹。
Therefore, go out and perform miracles.
为病人祷告。
Pray for the sick.
向罪人传福音。
Share the gospel.
我们手中掌握着这个主的权柄。
Because in our hand is the authority of the Lord.
对主要有很大的信心啊。
We need to have faith in the Lord.
我不行。
I am weak.
保罗说不是传自己啊。
Paul already said that.
你本来就不行嘛。
We、
你什么时候醒过、啊、
？We are weak. We're not capable.
主行啊
！But the Lord can.
我们传主啊
！And we're preaching.
我们传耶稣基督是主。
We're preaching that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
彼得做见证。
And so Peter testified.
所以使徒行传一直讲见证，见证。
That's why in the book of Acts, continue to talk about witnesses, witnesses.
什么叫见证啊
？What does that mean?
这件事情我尝到了
means I taste something
我才做出来
then Epaphron.
我认识主了。
I know the Lord.
我要见证主。
And I need to testify.
做见证。
To testify.
使徒行传是做见证的书。
And the book of Acts is the book of testimony.
见证什么呢？
What is the testimony about?
整个使徒行传。
The entire book of Acts.
使徒们做见证。
Apostles.
只见证一件事。
Only one thing.
见证耶稣复活。
They testify that Jesus is risen.
有一个人你们说他死的。
There's a man you guys call him dead.
我们说他活的。
But we say he is alive.
而且活到永永远远。
And he lives forever.
这就是我们两千年做的见证。
And this is the testimony church has.
主耶稣你们都说是死的。
You guys regard Jesus dead.
我们说他是活的。
But we say he is alive.
我们有把握。
We are sure.
我们有见证。
And we have testimony.
我们传耶稣复活。
And we share the news of his resurrection.
我们传为复活耶稣。
We preach about this risen Lord.
这叫做见证。
That's what our testimony is.
大家回去都回家去做见证好不好？
So return home and share that testimony.
使徒，我们聚会去玩，什么都没有了，我们大失败了。
If we did not gain anything at the conclusion of the conference,
散了会做见证啊。
So make sure we testify after the conference.
使徒们做见证。
Those apostles testify.
见证复活救主。
Testify the risen Lord.
奉哪三人耶稣的命。
In the name of Jesus and the Nazarene,
进入圣灵时代了。
They enter into the era of the Holy Spirit.
四福音。
Four Gospels.
这是主耶稣的传记。
It's the biography of Jesus Christ.
这一位伟大的人物。
He is a great character.
需要四本传记来说的。
He's so great, it took four books to talk about.
四本传记的目标都一样的。
And all these four gospels concluded the same way.
都停在耶稣复活。
It all concluded at the fact that Jesus was risen.
四本福音书的末了都主耶稣复活了。
It all talk about the resurrection of the Lord.
接着使徒行传来了。
And then the book of Acts followed the four gospels.
使徒行传讲圣灵。
And this book, it talked about the Holy
Spirit. 所以有人称使徒行传为圣灵行传。
That's why they said this is the book of the Holy Spirit.
我还是要问这个最老的问题。
So here's my question.
圣灵是谁？
What is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是主。
The Holy Spirit is the Lord.
圣灵是主和主有没有不一样？
What is the difference here from the Lord? Yes, there's a difference.
福音书。
In the four gospels.
说道成肉身的基督。
They talk about the Christ who was born into flesh from the world.
到了使徒行传。
But when it comes to the book of Acts.
说一位复活的基督。
It talk about the Lord that's risen.
圣灵是谁？
So what is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是复活基督。
The Holy Spirit is nothing but the risen Lord.
主把一切限制都冲破了。
And therefore all the restrictions are gone.
时间不能限制主。
The time no longer confines Jesus.
空间不能限制主。
Neither can the space.
主复活了。
Because he is risen.
在圣灵的里面。
In the Holy Spirit.
他的全能没有限量。
There's no limitation in his power.
到使徒行传来了。
So that's what happened in the book of Acts.
圣灵掌握一切的事。
That's where the Holy Spirit reigns in all aspects.
彼得做见证。
So Peter testified.
约翰做见证。
John testified.
都要见证圣灵的时代。
They all testify. Now is the time of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主，最后使徒行传得着了保罗。
And we're so thankful at the end of the book of Acts, God obtained Paul.
保罗起来了。
Paul was raised up.
福音打破了犹太人的狭窄的观念。
And the gospel he preached.Broke the bondage of the narrow mind of Jews.
若没有保罗，可能福音还停在耶路撒冷了。
Without Paul, I think gospel will remain in Jerusalem.
保罗起来了。
But Paul was raised up.
福音传向万国万邦啊。
And therefore, the gospel was able to spread outside of Jerusalem.
保罗真是个伟大的人物啊。
Paul was a great character.
从保罗开始。
From Paul.
两千年 多少弟兄们兴起来
And 2,000 years after that, many saints were raised up.
跟随保罗的脚踪
Following the footsteps of Paul.
教会历史真的被最伟大的历史
The history of church is the greatest
history. 多少人为着非洲舍命
And a lot of people gave their life for lands like Africa.
多少人为着古老的中国去舍命
For ancient China.
把福音用生命换来福音的广传
sacrificing their lives to preach the gospel
跟随保罗的脚踪
they are following the footsteps of
Paul 到今天福音传遍天下了
now gospel has been preached through all lands
等候主来了
we are now waiting for the second coming of the Lord
我们中国人在这件事上面很亏欠主
and you know we Chinese have come short of the Lord in this regard
中国人爱灵魂呢爱中国人
when Chinese love lost soulsWe focus on Chinese.
不像西方人
Not like Westerners.
爱不同国家的人
They love people of all colors.
爱不同皮肤颜色的人
People of different nations.
为着完全不同的人去舍命
And they are willing to give their life for different kinds of people.
那是主耶稣的大爱
That's the love of the Lord.
我们还得起来做
So we Chinese need to work too.
所以今天我们第一个晚上
Tonight is the first evening.
我就讲最后的话了
But...As if I'm
聚会过去了
After the meeting's over,
大家都做见证
We all need to be his witness
福音要广传
We need to share the gospel
奉主的名传福音
That we need to preach the gospel in the name of the Lord
圣灵要用神迹奇事为我们做见证
And the Holy Spirit will help us to perform miracles and wonders
我们做见证
We need to testify
圣灵也做见证
At the same time, the Holy Spirit will testify with us
保罗留下一个美好脚踪给我们
And Paul has left behind beautiful footsteps for us
没有时间再讲保罗了
We don't have time to go into the story of Paul
使徒行传这本书
But the book of Acts
非常奇妙的书
It's a wonderful book
第一章开始的时候
And when the first chapter, in the first chapter,
主耶稣给门徒们谈论神的国
And the Lord was talking to his followers things regarding his kingdom.
记得吧？主耶稣特别讲到圣灵的浸
He talked about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但主是讲论神的国
And he was talking about his kingdom.
谈论神国的事
Talking about the things of God's kingdom.
经过28章的使徒行传
And after 28 chapters of that
到行传最后了
When it comes to the end of the book.
行传停在什么地方
Where did the book of Acts end?
停在保罗讲论神的国
It ended with Paul speaking regarding God's kingdom.
开始在主耶稣讲论神的国
The beginning of the book of Acts, Jesus was talking about God's kingdom.
结束在保罗讲论神的国
At the conclusion of the book of Acts, Paul was talking about the kingdom of God.
最后的一句话
The last sentence
神的国永无止境
was the kingdom of God is without limitation.
使徒行传是没有写完的书
So the book of Acts is a book that
圣灵还在做工
because even till today the Holy Spirit still works.
教会一直往下还要走
Church still continue its journey.
使徒行传一直往下写下去
Therefore the book is continuously being written.
又把我们写在里面
And we are part of this book.
今天是我们站在第一线
Now we are at the front line.
为主做见证
Testify For Lord.
我们大家都要站在第一线
We all need to stand at the front line.
教会担起责任来了
Church needs to pick up their responsibility.
在全世界做见证
To be God's witness in the whole world.
神的国永无止境
Because God's kingdom never ends.
使徒行传还写在我们身上
So we're still part of this book.
我们大家都要被圣灵充满
So we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit
这座大能力
To have the power from above
要一直为了复活做见证
So that we can continuously testify for God's, the Lord's resurrection
主来快了
The Lord's coming soon
我们彼此劝勉
Let us encourage one another
今天是第一天晚上
Tonight's the first evening
我们这几天我们好好在主面前
Let's focus the following few days before the Lord
预备我们的自己
Prepare ourselves for him.
要接受一个更大的知识回去
Receive a greater ministry.
我们再来唱诗
Let's sing this hymn one more time.